חברים אהובים, חברים יקרים, איזה מתנה קיבלנו, איזה מתנה מיוחדת, ובאיזה הודעה אנחנו צריכים להיות, שיש לנו הזדמנויות להתקללות כל כך מיוחדת כל הזמן, שיעור בוקר, השיחות של רב, השיחות זום שלנו, איזה מתנה קיבלנו, וכמה אנחנו רוצים שהמתנה הזאת באמת תעבור לעולם. אז בואו חברים, כל מי שנמצא בגלקסי שלו, לבד או שניים, תצטרפו לעוד קבוצות. אתם יכולים לראות איפה יש נוכחות, ולהצטרף לעוד, שנוכל באמת להיות גם קבוצת מיקוד, וגם להתקלל עם עוד חברים מכל הכלי העולמי. אז בואו נתחיל עם המשימה היומית שלנו. לא לשכוח על הכינור, על הכלי, על הקבוצה שצריכה לקייל את עצמה. כך שכולם יהיו כאיש אחד בלב אחד, ובהתאם לזה, הבורא יתגלה בהם. הבורא מתלבש בכינור שמכוון נכון כלפיו, ובמידה שהמתרים מוכנים, הוא מנגן עליהם. אז אנחנו נברר עכשיו, בואו נדבר בינינו על איך הקבוצה צריכה לקייל את עצמה, כך שהבורא יתלבש בתוכה. אני אקרא שוב את המשימה, ונדבר על זה. לא לשכוח על הכינור, על הכלי, על הקבוצה שצריכה לקייל את עצמה, כך שכולם יהיו כאיש אחד בלב אחד, ובהתאם לזה, הבורא יתגלה בהם. הבורא מתלבש בכינור שמכוון נכון אליו, כלפיו. ובמידה שהמתרים מוכנים, הוא מנגן עליהם. אז בואו חברים, בואו נדבר על איך הקבוצה צריכה לקהל את עצמה, ובמידה על עצמה כך שהבורא יתלבש בתוכה. קבוצת מיקוד, אני רואה שעכשיו מתחילים את הסף. בואו נתחיל עם קזחסטן. בבקשה, קבוצת ניקוד קזחסטן, בואו נדבר בינינו.
Да, добрый вечер всем. Чтобы мы превратились в скрипку, чтобы мы стали струнами, нам нужно каждый раз настроиться на связь между нами таким образом, чтобы мы в этой связи полностью могли про себя забыть, чтобы мы только думали о том, что как я могу помочь товарищам, как я могу их подтолкнуть, какие идеи я могу им дать, чтобы они пришли в связь с Творцом. Сапар.
Мы должны настраиваться на единство, просить о высший свет объединить нас и чтобы мы ощущали взаимодополнение друг друга. Ужас.
Да, я тоже хочу присоединиться, что это скрипка. Я думаю, что это то место, где мы можем вместе сыграть, вместе объединиться, создать этот инструмент. Да, конечно, это может быть где-то в начале искусственно, но я думаю, что надо главное прочувствовать. А если мы прочувствуем, мы сможем действительно соединиться, пройти большие этапы, подняться над большим эгоизмом, который мы даже себе не представляли вначале. Но это возможно, это реально. Это можно сделать только вместе. Руслан Сицуев.
Is it possible to do this together? Yes. Can you repeat the question? Руслан, what do we need to do in order to so that out of our group there would be a violin that's formed and the creator would be able to play this instrument. Oh yeah, this instrument needs to be tuned. Imagine it hanging on the wall and begins to play on its own. In other words, the creator is playing it. On one hand, we need to want for this to happen, and on the other hand, we shouldn't interfere in order not to disrupt this process. A desire needs to be so strong that we're doing this for the creator, Yerganat. It's such an attitude which is where you're afraid to add something and you're afraid to ruin it, and you need to look for a place for yourself in the stand so that you're plugged in properly into the system.
Eduard.
In order for a violin to be formed from the group and for the creator to play a melody on it, we can try to soften the hearts, and due to that, to feel the importance of the friends, the importance of our unity, and then by lowering ourselves, we'll be able to connect in such a way between one another when each one of us would fill the other. And in this fulfillment, the Creator will be revealed and will play through us a very nice melody. Passing it on to Andrei. Dear friends, we are continuing the task of the day. We have an opportunity, great opportunity now. Friends, I really want for all the friends who want to share the state that the group is going through in this period. We need you to participate because there wasn't such participation in the lessons before as in this current period. Groups are becoming virtual, groups are leaving their centers and are going through very unique states, and we want to feel that. So any 10 that wants to talk to us about this so that we would feel it, let them put up a question mark and we'll give them time to talk. I would like to ask Vladimir from Czechoslovakia, it's a very special group, how much dissemination do they do, what kind of unity they have in their 10, let them tell us about this, let them be ready, and now we will try to realize Rav's advice from the morning lesson. From the daily task, each 10 takes advices from articles of Rabash and uses them in order to reveal the state of the Creator. Each group takes advices from the articles of Rabash and according to them comes to the revelation of the Creator. Let's listen to the excerpt and listen to the clip, video clip. So there's an excerpt from Bala Sulam. And even though each one has his own foundation, these forces are revealed in practice due to their environment. Similar to seeds that are grown in the soil. In the same way, like Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma said, has said correctly that if one leaves his environment and enters a different environment that is damaging for him, so not only his past impressions will be ruined, but all others that were lodged in the foundations of his forces built from practice, because there will be no similar environment that will take him out of into this realization. So now let's look at the video clip and see what kind of advices we can take from this excerpt right now. First clip.
The writings of Rabash, the order of the assembly, starting with and since men. Since man on his own behalf, prior to attaining some illumination from above, needs to seek people who are at least somewhat similar to him, who also seek to grow the importance, to have some in some manner. And since there's the reason of many in this, then each can receive assistance from his friend. We need to know that the minimum of multiple is two. Meaning if there are two friends sitting together thinking how to increase the importance of the Creator, they already have the force to receive strengthening for the greatness of the Creator in the manner of awakening from below. Upon this action comes later the awakening from above. As they begin to feel some of the greatness of the Creator, according to what is written in the multitude of the people is the glory of the King, it turns out that the more the masses, the force of the many operates better, meaning that they create a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator.
כן.
Yes. How do we, in practice, we know that after many years of study, that we perhaps understand lots of things in life, and we deal with things, and we build things, but we feel more and more that everything that relates to the spiritual aspect of life, we're blind to, and we're deaf to it. And that's why we allow the Kabbalists that have attained this path to lead us to the goal, which is why we need to use all of their advices for this. So let's now, from what we've heard from articles of Rabash, how do we evoke all these advices, and then we'll share them with World Kli, with conclusions and advices. I would like the Petah Tikva number 18 to be the focus group.
How can we take the advices of Rabash? They're all obviously very important in Rabash. Detailed, as we heard, and we know that he described the inner work that we can do. First, what we heard is the choice in the environment as you're seeking people that are similar to each of us who is seeking the meaning of life. And then take advantage of the opportunity and grow the importance of every friend and the Creator and the teacher that we work together with. So certainly the light acts, and that's what I heard. Amnon?
Can I met this?
Yes, in reality, in these articles about the group from Rabash, whichever article we'll take, we can see that Rabash lays out a path for us how to advance in order not to use the friends, but to come to the unity between us, how to act as one man with one heart, as a group where each one is devoted to another. And by reading these articles of Rabash, we enter deeper and deeper and find new paths to unite. Yochai?
Wait, what was the question? What advices we should take out from the excerpt we just heard? Sorry, I didn't really listen. And Uri, please.
I already spoke. We in it? I also spoke, so but I'll try to answer. What I've heard is, first of all, there was an advice to apply effort in exalting the Creator in our eyes and in the eyes of every friend, and this is called the awakening from below. And then an answer will come, a special force that is called awakening from above, which is an answer to all of our efforts and will give us an opportunity to rise above the initial state.
It was also explained to us here in this excerpt that we also need to see what a not good environment is to get distance from it, but also it's enough to have one friend, two friends are enough. So we have to have two to see that there's more than a plural, and that way we can extend the right forces upon us, that we will engage in the force of love. It's like matchmaking. If there's a suitability in the goals we have, we will know how to overcome these things and raise importance and advance spiritually in this path.
Okay. Since there's no translation to English, we'll ask those that have translation into English, or the focus group will be Ukraine. I'd like to support my friend that talked about Rabash. We can't understand this with our mind, poor mind, only through connection with the friends. One of the sentences that Rabash gives us in this excerpt is to speak of the greatness of the Creator, of the group, and of course we start with praising the greatness of the friends, starting with annulment between one another, Baruch. In order to perceive these values which we don't have, we need to annul self-importance. To acquire importance of Rav, the group, the Creator that the friends have. It's a transition. Well, what is this faith above reason? It's when everything that you now understand, everything that seems logical to you, everything that's placed on the shelves and organized, you need to disregard all of that and act above that. And what does that mean? In the ways that you don't want to act. All of your consciousness understands that you need to act in this way. Of course, we don't always understand what Rav is saying, and all of this is so individual and different that we can't completely understand Rav. The advice is just one, to just annul. There is no limitation in that. You can annul until without limits. I pass this to Sasha. Well, okay. Of course, annulment is important. And that means not to obstruct. Of course, with our mind, we don't perceive the spiritual. But from the very start, I have the suspicion that annulment is not simple. It's a very active state. To annul means to rise above your ego, not to destroy it, and that's internal work. And second, you need to adhere to the friends, which means to annul your egoism, your self-worth. But to do that, you need to hear that the upper speaks through the friends. And, okay, that's it. I'm passing this on to Igor. Well, yes, what should I annul myself before? Before the face of the friends? I'm annoyed by it to begin with. Why do I need to annul myself before one's face? I need to annul myself before the frameworks of the group, before using my free time that I select to use for the friends or for dissemination, or do I use my free time for useless things, to go somewhere and do something? I need to think about that. That's why annulment is not just being nice. I'm passing this on. Of course, as Sasha said earlier, wherever you feel that you're unable to perform these actions, and of course you need strength from external strength, from the surrounding light, we need prayer and other components that we need together. I don't know who to pass this to, Vadim perhaps. I remember at our Congress in Kishinev, you know our friend from Dima from the group of Moscow. So I asked him, Dima, why can't I be with the Moscow group for too long? Dima answered with one word, Aviyud. For me, this sounded like a death sentence, because I remembered the complaints of the moon when it was told to go and make itself smaller. My friends now spoke about annulment, and from my point of view and from the point of view of the sages, it is the most important thing. Thank you. We have Valera.
Dear friends, it's so special to hear you, and there's a feeling that you can listen to you for hours when people open their hearts and give. You can see how this became one big world 10, because I asked the Ukraine group, also I'm hearing Yuda's voice there from Petah Tikva, and he's in Ukraine, so with this integration here, it could be truly global, and it becomes 1:10. I also want to ask other groups of friends. I can tell you that there's a Ethiopian dissemination group that does amazing work in Ethiopia, and they're from Israel and other countries. And lately, they found out that there's two new students from Ethiopia, and they're all of a sudden, they also felt, I spoke to them, they felt like children were born in their family, and they care for them that way. They take care of them so greatly. It's these two children who are growing up to a couple, and they discovered they don't have good internet, so they're collecting money for them to be able to get good internet, and it works out that they see everything on their phone, so they want to send them a laptop. Such concern, such importance, such a feeling that anyone who saves one soul in Israel, one point in the heart, it's like he saved the whole world. And what you can feel it, I would be very happy if someone from the team of Ethiopians is with us. Maybe they can share and raise their question mark and share the world Kli, this amazing activity that's happening now in the whole world Kli. Now, the friends who want to share about this workshop, about the advice of Rabash, put your question marks up, and let's start with Chedera 1. By the way, we do have translation to English, so everything's fine.
You spoke about inspiration from the work of groups from during pairing of for many years. We're talking about the group of Hadera and Zichron, and we spoke about the unification of two groups or the lack of, and recently when all of this has started every day. And we meet at least 10 friends, half from Zichron, half from Hadera, and they connect together, and it's hard to describe the strength of this great unity, and all thanks to this situation. L'chaim.
A huge L'chaim, PT18.
I don't have a question, but I want to strengthen what was already said. I was really shaken and moved by what we're building in this love between the friends, as you've mentioned about the friends from Ethiopia, how we want to help them. It's not that I'm a philanthropist, but if they need some resources, let us know. Of course, friends are going through huge difficulties. Perhaps I have some things I could send them, not as an individual private citizen, but as a 10, we'll be happy to help them. For all the friends that are across the globe who are lacking something in order to be able to hear our great friends and great Rav, I'm very concerned what I heard.
Thank you very much. That's very moving. Here we have Shachar in Rehovot, and he wants to share with us a little. He's on this team.
Yes, there is a team, BB Ethiopia, and it's, by the way, Shimon helped build this group. And more than a year, we have been meeting as a group, and in order to see how we can connect between one another, and secondly, how we can disseminate through social networks, through mass media, if there are students that want to develop and to study, then after many years, a long time of desolation, there have been a few students that have appeared, that have entered into a virtual campus from a very far region in Ethiopia, and they're burning so much. Their chiseron is like the fire of Lag BaOmer. Send us this, send us that, we need to start a campus, we need to do this. So first of all, we were concerned in order to aim them and direct them, put them on the path and go through the first and the second campus. We have always aimed them onto the right path, and then we need to understand what they need and to help them. First of all, we can send them books from Baal HaSulam and Rabash in English, and we have already sent some from Los Angeles. All the articles that we learn, because until then they were downloading all that. We're constantly rejuvenate them. They want to start a group. And then second, what we've also done is they had no internet, right? So imagine how it was in Israel 15 years ago. There was Team Talk and all kinds of hotspots for the internet. Over there right now it's similar to how it was here. They purchased these hotspots. If you want consistent internet at home, where they live in the mountains, of course, in it's much better in larger cities, but where they live it's difficult. For now, we have prepared a budget for them, $150 a month, so that they would have a better quality of the internet. Shimon perhaps could speak how they've been advancing.
Really an example how a team unites and truly cares and helps friends like children, like their children. It's truly amazing. I was in some of their meetings. I saw how much they care, how important it is for them. I would be very happy to also hear Vladimir from Czechoslovakia, because, you know, the Czechoslovakia is to be one country and the politicians separate them, Czech and Slovakia, but our friends don't believe in separation but connection, and they rebuilt the Czechoslovakia group. And they're doing amazing dissemination there. There's a young group there with many students. I'd be very happy if Vladimir would be able to be put up on the screen and share with us what's going on there and get a report. But for the time being, let's hear PT 29.
So, hello, friends. It's great to hear you. Yes. The question is how to play as group great song. And of course, the answer is as a good conductor. And we have a great conductor, our Ravs and Bnei Baruch. And thanks to them, we are doing all this structure you are recommended to us. We did a big dissemination. And as a result of this dissemination, we, for the first time in Czechoslovakia group, we did professional team. We have almost 15 teams who are taking care about dissemination, education, Facebook, internet, and many this activity. And the question is, what is this result of this work and dissemination? And this result is very huge because each month we reach several hundred thousand people in Czechoslovakia country with a Rav's message. And of course, second part is very, very strong. We are rising, friends. We are rising as never before. We have at this time, we have three powerful women and two powerful men tents. It never have been before in Czechoslovakia. And there is at this time we open campus and we have about 50 students in campus, and now finishing 20 new friends, because this is not student, because they go through young group and now join group. Next 20 friends. So we are friends rising, and but I am speaking about Czechoslovakia, but the result is, of course, all Bnei Baruch participation. Let me say two very important things. Our women are very active in the examination, big lechaim to them, and they are cooperating with Petah Tikva, prepare and translating videos to Czech. And second part, we are very active in the question. We never forget, as Rav asked us, to unite Europe. And we as educational and teacher committee for Europe, we are working together each Sunday, meeting teachers and caretakers from all the Europe, and we are working together to bring CAP Academy education system to all European country to be together and to rise everyone, everybody, every group, because we know that there is just only one group. We are one big family, Bnei Baruch, and we must rise together. Thank you, friends, to be with you here. Thank you. L'chaim.
It's so beautiful to see the whole Czechoslovakia, such a united group. I see all the friends in the world clean, and there's such a feeling that I feel like hugging you all. I really, as virtual as we are all over the world, dispersed all over, you feel this amazing connection. I really hope that soon we'll be able to do a big convention where we'll be able to be together. I remember what a lack there used to be. today when I was thinking about the virtual world of ours, I was reminded by one of the first conventions. The first conventions were in Kfar Sitri, and it was an 8-day convention. And usually a month before that, we would go to build the big sukkah, because we would do it also in sukkah, in Sukkot, but also in Pesach. We would sit in the sukkah, because we couldn't sit in the regular hall. And we would go and travel in the evenings to build the sukkah from Petach Tikva to Kfar Sitri, which is near Haifa. And we used to work together and build the sukkah. And I remember that one evening, we were there on ladders building the sukkah, and I saw a friend I didn't know. Turns out that it was a friend from Poland, and I asked him, what's going on? And he told me that he's from Poland. His name is Viktor. And he wanted to come to the convention. He gave he put in an application for a visa, but didn't get it. But he was so worried about coming to the convention, he didn't give up. He traveled to Egypt, went through the desert with the Egyptian, with the Bedouins there. He paid them to smuggle him into the country so he'll be able to get into the Congress. So all of a sudden I felt such envy. How is it so important for him to come and to integrate and incorporate for a spiritual? And it's such danger that he went through to do what he did, to fly to Egypt and go through the desert with the Bedouins through the border in order to be integrated in the convention. Then I saw him in several other conventions. He received a visa, but the first time he didn't receive it. So it really evoked such envy in me and such yearning. And also the virtual connections that we have right now, hopefully soon we will also do a world, global or national convention that we will be together. So I see question marks, but I really want us to implement this advice of Rabash to get as many advices as we can from the Kabbalists. So let's read this next excerpt and hear a clip that we're going to hear and see, and we'll get some advices from it. Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam, The Freedom. One who efforts during his lifetime and chooses a better environment each time is worthy of praise and reward, not because of his thoughts and good deeds, which come to him necessarily without his choice, but due to his efforts to acquire a good environment, which brings him to thought and these deeds. This is as Rabbi Yoshua ben Parchia said, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. The Freedom from Bala Sulam. And now we're going to watch clip number 2, and please notice if we want to receive all that the Kabbalists want to give us. So let's be in listening, let's write it down, because we want to later take out of this excerpt as many advices as possible. Let's watch clip number 2, and then we will do a workshop. When we want to demand something from the society, which is called to pray, beforehand we must arrange for oneself the praise of the society, and then pray. Meaning demand from the society to be given what he demands from the society. If we need prior to that to see what the society has, what assets they have that he can receive from them so that he will be able to connect to them through that. And these assets can be that the society has, he doesn't even need it. But moreover, he runs away from it, distances as from the distance from bows and arrows. Accordingly, he needs to constantly watch over the fact that when he comes to a gathering of friends, if the friends have the goal that he yearns for, and each of them has somewhat a grip to that goal, and he thinks that certainly by connecting of everyone to one goal together, then each and every one will have his part, and also the parts of each of the society. It turns out that by this, that each of the members of the society will have the strength like the whole society together. It turns out that each and every one needs to look very seriously at the goal of this assembly, which is that it needs to bring to a feeling that after this assembly, the friends will have each something in his hand that he can put inside his kelim, and not that he will be, and to your kelim you shall not give. And each needs to take into account if he does not sit in this assembly with special attention, it's not enough that he loses himself, but he corrupts the whole society.
So
friends, let's write down and make a workshop between us. How do we take out of this excerpt that we just, what do we fish out of this excerpt, of these excerpts, these golden counsels that Rabash gave us? And I'll be happy if we have a translation from Turkish. And we have a very big group there in Turkey, I can see. And I really love this group. So if we do have translation, and I would love for the focus group to be the Turkish group.
Başta dostları toplantısına katılmamızı öneriyor. Buraya geldiğimiz zaman yepyeni kaplar ediniyoruz ve ihtiyacımız olan bütün gücü buradaki bu toplantıdan alıp ayrılıyoruz.
The all we need the force we came to the environment and we took our all force from here.
Dostların önceliği hayatımın her şeyden önce geliyor. Dostların önceliğini, dostların varlığını her makalede daha iyi hissediyorum.
In each article that we read, I feel the priority of our friends.
Evet, bunun için her şey dahiliyetimiz ve onumuza, pasifize olmamıza bağlı.
For that reason, we have to pacifize and it colored in the tan.
Sabah derslerinin önemi, kesinlikle sabah derslerine katılmamız gerekiyor.
The most important advice is to attend morning lessons.
Bu sabah derslerinde de her zaman için dostlara dua ve talepte bulunmak. Sürekli dost için talepte bulunmak.
Always pray for friends in this morning lessons.
Bunu yaptığımız sürece de işte o dost sevgisi denilen alanı inşa edeceğiz ki Yaradan gelip doldursun.
As much as we do this pray, we will build the love of friends area for the Creator to be fulfilled this area.
Yaradan'ın yüceliği, dostların yüceliğinde. Ben onluya geldiğimde her zaman dostları yüce görüyor ve onlara pasifize ediyorum ve Rabaş'ın makalelerini hiçbir zaman unutmuyorum.
The creators, the greatness of the Creator and greatness of the friends, and I came to the tent and society, and I don't forget the Rabash recommendations, advices in these articles.
Her makale yeni bir hissiyat ve onluma pasifize. Tamamen.
In each article is a new feeling. In each article is a help for me to nullify me in time.
Bize Rabaş'ın makalleri tamamen dosta ve dost sevgisine yönelik olduğu için bunları bir altın kural olup dostlarımın üzerine yaymak.
All Rabash articles is about love of friends. We put them as golden advices.
Her zaman dostun önünde kendimi bir hiç görmedim.
I have to see nothing as myself in front of my friends. As we do whatever we can do in the ten, this means that we take the advices of articles as Rabash mentioned.
Kişi dostların hakkı çıkarmalı ve Yaradan'ı övmeli ve birliği talep etmeli Yaradan'da.
Person always request for unity and youth all the friends as right.
Evet, Rabash bize her zaman Yaradan'a yaklaşmamız için boş alanları işaret ediyor. O noktaları dost sevgisiyle doldurmamız için.
Rabash always show us the empty places and give the advices about that for fulfill this empty places with love, friends.
Ben bu boş alanları ne kadar görüp de doldurmaya çalışırsam dostlarımın sevgisi, yüceliği, ışığı çok daha fazla artarak benim onlara pasif olmamı sağlıyor.
How much I fulfill this empty places with light, I see my friends more important.
Onun için sürekli dostlarımı sevmek için çaba sarf etmeliyim ki dost sevgisinden yerden sevgisine gelebilirim.
For that reason I pray Creator for to love friends and I come to create love of Creator from love of friends.
Her ne koşul gelirse gelsin, dostluğuma ve grubuma karşı boynumu eğeceğim.
טוב, חברים יקרים, א', כל כך יפה לשמוע את השפה הטורקית.
Dear friends, listening to the Turkish language is so beautiful. Friends, whoever wants to share from their workshop, you're welcome to put your question marks up. I'm always so impressed by the devotion of our friends. We have two friends that are translating regularly to Hungarian, Mandor in Hungary, and our dear friend who's living in New Zealand and is translating all the time to Hungarian. Zolt, I'll be very happy if you can. You might be translating and maybe you can't, but I would be very happy if you would share with us the activity in Hungary and what's going on there. I'm always so filled with impression when I see you translating and translating for years and years. And his work as a surgeon, and he's so overloaded, but he makes sure that all the lessons will be translated. Him and Nandor will translate it from Hungarian. And until he is ready, I really hope we'll hear him. Let's hear Tel Aviv meanwhile.
Hello, dear friends. Do you hear us?
רגע, תל אביב, תחכו רגע, תל אביב. זולט מדבר עכשיו, ואחרי זה אתם, בבקשה. זולט, פליז.
We're hearing Zolt now, and then you'll talk Tel Aviv. Yes, Zolt, please.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. It was good that we heard Vladimir before, because since the Congress, the Czechoslovakian friends are helping us to rebuild the Hungarian group, rebuild the Hungarian tens. So we have two meetings a week with Vladimir and Zoltán from Czechoslovakia. We have built two Hungarian tents since. And just after this lesson, we'll have another meeting on Mondays. We have the dissemination meeting. So we would like to follow the beautiful example of the Czechoslovakian group so we can have the same success in dissemination, building groups. And with their help, we will start the Kabbalah Academic course in September. So Vladimir promised us 50 new friends if we do everything by the book. So hopefully we can fulfill that and then we start to grow. But there is a great rebirth of the Hungarian group since the Congress. There has been no women group before now. We have a very strong woman group who started dissemination and helping us. So thank you for B'nai Baruch rules, Rabash rules. Thank you for the framework and thank you for our friends from Czechoslovakia who are helping us like big brothers to grow. And we are very excited and there's a huge energy in the group at the moment. Thank you very much. L'chaim. L'chaim B'nai Baruch.
לחיים, לחיים, תודה זולט, זה פשוט לא יאומן, אם ידע מה כל החברים שלנו.
לחיים זולט, it's so amazing if you just knew how much efforts our friends are doing. And Tel Aviv one, please.
לא שומעים אתכם.
או, הנה, יש את הסימן האדום. אז קודם כל...
אוקיי. First of all, hello to everyone. It's amazing to be here in the evening, in the afternoon, and in the morning. It's so great that there are lessons now, the entire day. I wanted to say a few words about Shimon, that you are a great friend, and there are great friends in Hungary, in Ethiopia, in Czechoslovakia, and thanks to you, I did know all these friends, and it's just amazing to see how connected you are to all of them, how much you know about all of them. It's a huge l'chaim to you. It's just wonderful. How wonderful it is to work on the love of friends, all these things that we came to, these aren't the things that we need to realize tomorrow at the morning lesson or at a congress, but right now during the workshop, we need to reveal this correct attitude towards the friends, to see the friends as great, to properly relate to them in this very moment so that the Creator would be with us and the friends would be with us and together with everyone we'll do it. L'chaim.
L'chaim, L'chaim, giant friends. Other question marks, whoever wants to add. There's an opportunity to share and to make this amazing connection of ours. I'd be very happy to, meanwhile, hear from Spain, Portugal. I don't know how Antonio is getting along because Antonio comes to an internship here every time. He was very lucky and loved that. He's now, because of the corona, it's hard to come. But I would very much be happy to hear, for the whole world, to hear from Spain, Portugal, please.
Hi, friends. It's amazing to be here with you, to have friends, to make this workshop during the day. We really feel this connection between us, all this Kli Olami. It's like 1:10, and we see our Rav is put us in the same Kli, in the same flow. And now with my friends, we make this workshop, and it's amazing because it's an occasion for us to meet another time. We meet in the morning, we meet in the afternoon. And during the day, we have this great meeting with all Kli Olami. And this is a really gift from the friends, from Petah Tikva, from you, Shimon. It's really a pleasure. And we are in Arava for 2 months. 2 months we are in Arava now because we can't go to work. So we receive two from the Creator. Thank you, Chaim.
לחיים, לחיים. טוב, חברים אהובים, אנחנו מתקרבים.
לחיים, okay, beloved friends, we're coming to the end. We all feel that we could be here for longer and longer together. I feel like it's the most natural state for us. It's the most natural state for us as Kabbalah students and to just be together with us all the time. That's probably what's going to happen. Let's hear the Chaver group. Please.
Hello, Shimon. Hello, World Kli. First of all, I'm overjoyed to see everyone together, united. I'd like to say a huge, huge l'chaim to the Czechoslovakian group. I met them about 4 years ago. The group wasn't in a great state then. They have entered a king's path and were able to raise this wonderful group and be able to attend all activities, all meetings and events in Arava. I was in touch with them, and now I'm also in touch with them. They write to me, I write to them. What I wanted to say is they're just great. These are friends that are burning and really are bringing contentment to the Creator, L'chaim.
L'chaim, I see that PT29 wants to talk so badly, so let's talk to them. And then after PT29 talk, we will see a clip from Saturday, very special from Rav. We all felt that it was truly a new degree completely. We'll watch that clip so it remains in us. And we'll conclude with the song. So
PT29.
Yes, hello friends, we're very inspired by this workshop. How do we always seek an environment where there is love for the friends, greatness of the Creator, aspiration towards unity and greater love? We've written many recommendations. I just want to say that there's also activities between the groups, and we're waiting for there's Yeshivat Chavarim coming up.
Chaim, we'll watch this amazing meeting we had as a preparation for the morning lesson, as we're already with a strong yearning, a common deficiency. We'll watch clip number 3, a clip of Rav from Saturday, and we'll conclude with the song. Let's do an exercise. Write what you think the way the Creator manages the world. In the good, that does good in an absolute way, completely. Where there is nothing but good. Excellent, perfect, truly. And the person relates to all of this reality as if he sees it, truly. And sees everyone as complete righteous. And they're all in a corrected manner, all in the end of correction. And that's how he feels the world, with all his thoughts and with all his feelings. Truly, the end of correction in everything that can be possibly imagined. And the general force that fills all this reality in such a way is called the Creator, Bore. And how he in such a way thanks him and is truly praising him. And after he truly connects and feels himself in such a state, he begins to discover slowly, slowly what he sees with his corporeal eyes, his thoughts, desires, actions. And with that, with discovering the corporeal level, the earthly level, he doesn't let go of the upper level and governs one over the other, such that they don't bother one another. these two levels. These are two perceptions. One is reason, and the other, above reason. And in this way, he advances. What is advances? He's in it all the time. And plays between the two of them. Reason, faith above reason, faith above reason, differentiates the reason, and like that all the time until he comes to a state where he will see how the Creator starts to work with him. But he relates to both these levels as coming from the Creator.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. לאור שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה. Vas bien en mis puertas no cerrar. Pues conmigo debes aguantar. Я знаю, что есть свет. Но без твоей света нет. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone. Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chayim. Продвигайся, продвигайся. Где граница света и тень? Лямших кадима.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will Продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима, ящая.